Rusty for breakfast.
ABC Radio Perth.
And WA.
Leave it to Lever.
Starring
Kate Lever. Out and about for breakfast.
On ABC Radio Perth and WA.
And continuing our behind the scenes look into the WA Police Academy in Joondalup, Kate went along to meet one of the new recruits to find out why he wanted to join the force.
Hi, my name is Malcombrera Muraju, but I'm formerly known as Marco. I'm a recruit with Red Squad here at the Police Academy, and I'm at the stage of my training where we're learning about prosecution and all sorts of law and legal processes.
What does Red Squad mean for people who don't know?
Well, all the squads are designated different colours just to help us delineate who belongs to who, and Red Squad is my squad that I was assigned.
In terms of where you're at in your training, how would we equate that to, say, a uni degree? Is it sort of first year, second year, final?
We are in our final year of Police Academy Uni, if you will. We're almost there. Finish line is coming up ahead, and we're very excited to see how we go.
And walking through here, we were saying it sort of has that university campus vibe. Is that what it's like here for you in the classroom we're in at the moment?
Oh, definitely. It's very much like a learning-based environment, adult learning environment, where everyone sort of gets along, everyone does their own thing and is very on top of their stuff. The instructors are quite fantastic in that they put it on you to learn yourself and get yourself where you need to be, but they're also there if you really need them to instruct you and guide you as you go along.
And what about your journey here? I mean, tell me a bit about how you got to this stage and why you wanted to enroll.
Well, why I wanted to enroll, among there was many reasons why I wanted to apply. One of them that I think is a common theme amongst all the recruits is a desire to help. And of course, you could help in lots of ways out there in the world, but we all wanted to be present and really feel the effects of our help in our work. On top of that, I just really wanted to be a representative of my community. As a person of color, I just wanted to make my impact known and be a face that people where I come from can really look to. I am originally from Zimbabwe. That's where I was born and grew up. And I moved to Australia about 15 years ago. And I've been here ever since, really. Haven't really moved too far else. I was studying uni and I worked as a support worker and a gymnastics coach, and that was all really fantastic. But I think at the end of the day, my interest was always lying with the police, and so I was glad I applied.
And I've been talking to some of the constables and sergeants here that train you. They said there's a lot of theory involved, a lot of learning the legislation, but also that practical element. What was it like learning in Scenario Village?
Oh, Scenario Village was incredible. They really organize a fantastic week for you in order to really get a frontline experience without having to be out there in the front line. You can try things and experiment and really see what you would do naturally, and it all works out in the end.
Was that quite a daunting task?
It would have been early on in the academy, but after about 22 weeks in, with everything you experience and all the training they give you, it really prepares you for that kind of thing. And you get to it and you feel ready. You feel quite confident and you feel quite empowered to do what you need to do.
Do you remember what it was like when you first walked in the door?
Oh, definitely. It was nerve-wracking and it was exciting at the same time. But as you go along, you get comfortable and you sort of get to understand how things go. And you get a deeper look into the world of policing as opposed to being a civilian or what you were before. You now become a member of the Blue family.
Coming in here as a civilian, what were some of the misconceptions that have been flipped on their head for you?
I never really thought it was a easy job, but I think that's one of the common misconceptions, that people think it's easy to be a police officer. But then once you actually come in here and you realize how much learning there is and how much knowledge that is behind the job itself, that's something that was quite shocking to me, but is something, it's a challenging but rewarding experience.
And what's your favorite elements of policing? What do you like about it the most?
Personally, I've fallen in love with the legal side of it all. I've really enjoyed how the law works, and they did a fantastic job of teaching us the main laws that we'll be coming across and all that kind of stuff. But it's always fun to be kicking down doors and running around over fences and that kind of stuff.
I was going to ask about that, the kicking down doors. That must be kind of exhilarating in training to do it.
Oh, it's all fantastic. They do a fantastic job, especially in Scenario Village, of exposing you to what it's like when things get a bit more hectic. And so you really get a feel for what it's like, and it's heart pumping, but it's enjoyable.
For the future for you, I mean, when are you going to be out there and when are you actually going to be out on the streets and working?
So my squad, Red Squad, we graduate on the 28th of August, and from there on we get deployed to all sorts of places. Some of us already placed in regional positions, all the way in Bunbury to Geraldton. So it's exciting to see where our squad will go.
Yeah, so you're not sure where you're going to end up at this stage?
Not at this stage, okay. But fingers crossed for somewhere regional for me.
There we are, police recruit Marco Miraju coming to a regional police station near you. He was speaking with Kate Lever, who has been out at the police academy in Joondalup, bringing us a really good look inside the place. If you want to think about a career in the police, go along to the academy on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
This is Rusty for breakfast.
ABC Radio Perth
and WA.